Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today, the morning rain will come to an end, then it's going to be cloudy. We'll have a high around 50. Kenosha right now is at 44 degrees. It is 46 in Burlington. Milwaukee 45, 44 in Racine. Burlington's favorite son, Tony Romo, may be done playing pro football and will look toward a career in broadcasting games. That according to ESPN, which says he's decided to retire. The Dallas Cowboys, with Dak Prescott as their quarterback going forward, are expected to release Romo today, while all kinds of stories have surfaced about the TV networks wanting Romo, one suggesting he could replace Phil Sims as the number one analyst on CBS coverage. There's been nothing from Tony Romo or the Cowboys thus far, but it is a hot discussion topic this morning, especially on the Four Letter Network. An update on the Racine Redevelopment Authority and the Racine Event Center, the Lakefront Project, including news, the consulting services agreement with Hammes Company Sports Development has now been signed and work is underway on the Phase 1 study, even as some common council members seek to reverse the vote with the $600,000 funding of it. City Development Director Amy Connolly explaining there are multiple components to the work that'll have to be completed.
There's an architectural design team, not to exceed $150,000 plus reimbursables. Hotel market research consultant, we need to update our hotel market study. The arena market study consultant updates if it's deemed necessary. It's a pretty new market study, but we want to make sure we're cutting edge and that we've accounted for every other type of development, because I just read the other day that Oak Creek is looking at a convention center.
Prior to any final decision based on the Phase 1 study information, Connolly suggests at least a couple of combined meetings of the RDA and the Council and Committee of the Whole. She talked about a drop-dead date of July the 5th for the Council to decide if the project will continue or end, noting that if the Council reconsiders the vote on the study, then Deputy City Attorney Nicole Larson indicates there would be some liability for work already done. Alderman Sandy Widener's communication about rescinding past action on the study is on the Wednesday night Council agenda for referral to Committee of the Whole, though she felt it should have already been scheduled. Lack of action on a conditional use permit by the village of Sturtevant, needed by Racine Unified to move on construction for opening up the real school in the sportsplex, has resulted now in the Board of Education, from a closed meeting last night, deciding to go to court. Board President Mike Frontier indicating their attorneys will be seeking legal recourse through a judge to settle the dispute. The village board, with lost tax revenue among its list of conditions, has a regular business meeting Thursday night, though the real school is not specifically on the agenda. The village plan commission isn't scheduled to meet on the conditional use permit until April 13th. An ordinance change that would have allowed homeowners in Kenosha to pull permits for installing water heaters and dishwashers and do other plumbing work in their own homes instead of hiring a licensed plumber, defeated by the city council last night. Alderman Kevin Matheson sponsored the change, said everybody knows that people do plumbing work all the time, and he said this would require the work to at least be inspected.
This ordinance is putting inspectors in the homes to make sure everything is done safely, where it wasn't happening before. It was happening without a permit. So I would urge you to join Pleasant Prairie, Oak Creek, some of these other communities that allow homeowners to do their own plumbing work in small aspects. We're not talking about service line outside, lead pipes, stuff like that. We're talking about simple things inside their own homes that they own.
The Kenosha Council also rejecting an ordinance change sponsored again by Matheson that would have ended the requirement for homeowners seeking permits for electrical work to pass a test before that permit could be issued. It's decision day for voters in Racine and Kenosha counties and all around the state, with decisions to be regarding leadership positions as well as issue questions. Contested races in the village of Mount Pleasant for president and trustee, village president in Sturtevant, Waterford, Elmwood Park, trustee in Caledonia, Sturtevant, Rochester, and Waterford. Five city of Racine aldermanic positions on the ballot today. One in Burlington, plus there's a write-in in Burlington for another council spot because nobody filed to run. The ballot has three Burlington area school district referendum questions, one for the Yorkville School Board and one for the city of Racine. The list of races in Kenosha County includes Kenosha School Board, Circuit Court Judge, the new Salem Lakes Village Trustee and President positions. Small part of western Kenosha County is also affected by the Burlington referendum, and there's a revenue limit ballot question for the Salem School District. The polls will stay open until 8 o'clock tonight. At WRJN News, we'll have Twitter updates on the key races throughout the evening. Village of Wind Point getting into search mode for a new caretakers of the famed lighthouse because Susan and Michael Arts are stepping down from that job this summer after 10 years. As caretaker, you live at and you care for the tourist attraction, which encompasses a whole lot of different things. Their official letter of notice to the Village Board says it's a unique and wonderful opportunity. Couple has indicated a willingness to help with the transition, for which there will likely be no shortage of applicants based on past history. A decision is expected sometime this summer. Well, this is the City of Racine and Racine County Recognition Day for National Service. A ceremony is coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon in Council Chambers at City Hall.
Mayor Dickert and County Executive Jonathan Delagrave are co-hosting it, and we'll be recognizing volunteers of AmeriCorps Vista at UW Parkside. We'll be recognizing, I'm sure they won't all be there, but we have 260 RSVP volunteers in town. We'll have some of our representatives there. And then the foster grandparent program that is sponsored by the Goodwill Industries.
Retired and senior volunteer program of Racine County Coordinator Bruce Davis, by the way, a one-time WRJN staff announcer, noting that the public is welcome to attend the event at 1 o'clock this afternoon in Council Chambers. Mount Pleasant Police putting out photographs taken off surveillance video of the woman who robbed the Tri-City National Bank and the Pick and Save store at Green Bay Road and Spring Street over the weekend. It was an adult African-American female dressed in all black, last seen heading east toward North Green Bay Road. Anybody who might have information about the robbery or this individual urged to contact Mount Pleasant Police. In Kenosha, meanwhile, police still looking for an 18-year-old reported missing from her home last Friday afternoon.
Authorities believe Destiny Wiley may have traveled to Milwaukee, where she used to live. She has several disabilities and requires regular medication. She's African-American, about 5'2" and 140 pounds. She has black hair with blue streaks and was last seen wearing a red jacket, pink and purple leggings, and black boots. Her picture is posted on the WRJN Twitter page and on the Kenosha Police Department's Facebook page. Anyone with information about her whereabouts is asked to contact Kenosha Police. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
An older man reportedly fell backwards off a ladder at a business in Mount Pleasant late yesterday morning. That required transport up to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life, a landing zone set up near the intersection of Durant Avenue and Sheridan Road, near the scene of the incident, Quality Auto Body on Packard Avenue. The man, initially listed as around 80 years old or so, suffered a significant traumatic injury with that fall. Eastbound traffic on Durant detoured by police at Memorial Drive, as well as southbound traffic on Racine Street and northbound on Sheridan Road toward that big intersection. And you've heard a couple of weeks back about the White Box Grant Program in the City of Racine, just announced by the Redevelopment Office, trying to encourage redevelopment of older commercial buildings. It's proving to be a popular program already, though the paperwork involved has some of the applicants a little perplexed. It was talked about at the Redevelopment Authority meeting by Development Director Amy Conley, who noted 14 applications went out to various property owners who'd expressed interest in the reimbursable grants. The White Box application process includes providing 3 bids and detailed plans for use of that grant money. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section, and at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.